I gave her a moment to focus on me. Then I said, "Tell me, Miss Santiago, does it embarrass you to be down on the floor like this, in your underwear, having to touch yourself while I watch?" Carol knew I was talking to her, that this wasn't part of the scenario, even though I was still calling her Miss Santiago. She tore her gaze away from mine and looked down. After a moment, I heard her say, in what sounded almost like a moan, "Yes." "I think you mean, yes, Mr. Black."
"Yes, Mr. Black."
"And you feel ashamed? Humiliated?" This time her answer was barely a whisper.
"Yes, Mr. Black."
"Look at me." She raised her eyes to mine, fearfully. "Now, I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to tell me the truth." I paused. Then, holding her gaze, said, "Do you like it?" At first, her eyes went wide. Then they filled with tears. Her lower lip quivered.
"Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Black," she gasped,
and quickly put her head back down on her arm and cried. I gave her a few moments, then said, "Miss Santiago." She raised her face, now red and tearful, to mine. I rose and grabbed a tissue from her desk, then crouched down and gently wiped her face with it and held it to her nose, saying, "Blow." When she had done so, I tossed it aside. Then I knelt down and kissed her gently on the lips. Then I returned to my crouching position and said, "So, you've learned something about yourself, Miss Santiago. That's good." She continued to look up at me from her near prostrate position on the floor, her eyes still slightly tearful. "I want to ask you something else, Miss Santiago, and how you answer is completely up to you." I leaned down until my face was again close to hers and asked softly, "Do you want to be humiliated some more?" Then I waited. For a moment, she looked desperately into my eyes as if seeking something, an answer, permission. Then, holding my gaze, she said,
"Yes,"
hissing it between her teeth. She hadn't said, "Mr. Black," but I let it go. Instead, I said, "Say it, Miss Santiago." Her breathing began to get rough again. She licked her lips, looked down, looked back up at me, and quickly said,
"Humiliate me."
I held her gaze as I replied, "Miss Santiago, where are your manners? Say, please." Her eyes closed for a moment, as if she were in pain. Then she opened them again.
"Please humiliate me."
She stopped, then added,
"Mr. Black."
I sat back and smiled at her. "Good. Take off your bra." I waited while she put her head down and went through the necessary maneuvers. When she was done, I said, "Now pull your panties down halfway and continue what you were doing." She moaned out loud and complied. I rose and went back to my seat to watch. The area between her legs was already slick and shiny with her moisture, and there were beads of it glistening in the small black tuft of wiry hairs that was just visible in the shadows beyond. She was moaning and sobbing in equal measure as she fell back into the rhythm she had been using before. I waited until her middle finger, and indeed the ones on either side of it, were covered with her moisture. Then I said, "Put it inside, Miss Santiago." By now, she was so lost in a fever of desire that she didn't hesitate, even slightly, and without the smallest change in her rhythm, she inserted her middle finger into her vagina and began moving it in and out. I watched as she arched her back and began thrusting her hips back and forth to meet the inward stroke of her finger. By then, her moans had modulated into one long spasmodic cry. Again, I waited until I was sure she was seconds away from a climax, then quickly stepped in front of her again and called out, "Miss Santiago!" This time she gave a small scream as I snapped her out of her erotic trance. Her small breasts were heaving beneath her, their nipples erect. Her eyes, as they turned up to mine, were pleading, feverish.
Oh, please, she whimpered. Oh, Mr. Black, please.
I cut her off. Not yet. If you behave yourself, I'll let you finish. She stared at me. Get up on all fours again. Slowly, she did as she'd been told, her breath still ragged, her eyes still fixed on mine. Put your glasses back on. She did so. Follow me. I walked slowly around the room, and she crawled after me, moaning quietly, her movements hampered by the fact that her panties were still halfway down her thighs. I made her crawl all the way around the room, twice. Then I walked over to the door of her room, opened it, and stepped out into the hall. She followed me as far as the doorway and stopped. It was now nearly midnight, and the hallway was dark, lit only by the dim red glow of the exit signs. I leaned against the opposite wall in the rectangle of light from her doorway and folded my arms, looking back at her. She looked up at me, her expression full of fear.
No, she whined, her voice barely above a whisper. Someone'll see me.
I said nothing, simply unfolded an arm, pointed at a spot on the floor directly in front of me, refolded my arms, and waited, looking at her.